You have no idea what you do to me. You leave me a satisfied mess, but also frustrated. So frustrated. Sometimes I wonder how your fingers would feel against my skin, the tips of your hair brushing lightly against my chest, my thighs. Will you let me wrap your hair around my fists, please? Will you let me kiss you all over? Because I want to discover all the places that make you shiver. My lips and hands finding all the right places to touch you, to make you wet. I want to know what the combination of your warm breath and wet lips would feel like upon my thick cock. Because I want to feel your lips on mine. I need to kiss you senseless. I need to find out if you'd like me lightly biting and tugging upon your lip and your soft, raspy voice. Your voice does me in. All the fucking goddamn time. I want to swallow your whimpers, fill my lungs with your moans. I want to experience you sweet and exhilarated, intense and needy and insatiable. I want to know how your hands feel like everywhere. No inch of my skin untouched. Because I'd let you explore. We'll pretend we have all the time in the world. And my hands are craving to touch your body. Frame your face while I stroke your cheeks with my thumbs. The tip of my finger trailing across your jaw. And your neck, and your collarbone, down between your breasts. My lips and tongue follow suit, leaving a trail of blazing heat. I want to trace your nipples with my tongue. I want to know how hard you let me bite you there, make your back arch into my mouth, sucking you deep. And all along my fingers grazing your ribs, lightly tracing circles upon your skin, and then traveling down your thighs, and parting your legs to make room for me. Make you feel my warm lips and my wet tongue upon your cunt. Exploring, tasting, building you up. I can't wait a second longer. I give you what you want, and just like that, we're lost again. You cry out my name, pulling my head closer to your wet heat. You tell me you love the feel of my lips upon your cunt. My tongue alternating between flicking your clit and licking your pussy with the flat of my tongue. It feels like we're learning how to breathe every time my tongue pleasures your clitoris. And when I think you've finally gotten the hang of it, I start fucking you with my tongue, with my thumb rubbing your swollen nub. Because I know you're close. But not enough to get you off. Because you're greedy, and you want more. You need more. And I will give it to you. My mouth covers your clitoris as I start to suck in gentle waves. Two thick fingers invade your cunt, curling up, seeking the right spot that I know will detonate you. Searching for that spot on the roof. fuck. Oh, you come hard. You tell me your body feels like it's been falling forever, and I don't wait for you to come down. I cover your body with mine, kiss you like a starving man, rough and bruising, letting you taste yourself upon my lips as I kiss you, as my tongue slips between your lips and I thrust my cock inside your very damp pussy in one delicious glide. And everything stops. I've forgotten how to breathe again. The anticipation is overwhelming. I feel the incessant need to take you deeper and harder, such delicious torture to slowly pull my cock out of you, feeling you shiver under me. And I make sure you feel every delicious thick inch of me, waking up every nerve ending in your body. But just as gently as I pull out, almost to the tip, I almost weep the loss of your heat wrapped around my cock, and I slam back inside with force, your breasts shaking from it as you bite down on your lips to keep yourself from screaming too loud. Air is knocked out of my lungs, my senses short circuit, and I see stars dance behind my eyes. I don't even let you catch your breath. And I move in this pattern, this rhythm of gently pulling out and roughly slamming back in. Our breathing shallow, panting like we're running away from whatever has been chasing us, and I bury my face in the crook of your neck, breathing ruggedly against it, my fingers digging into your hips, and I'm pretty sure they'll leave bruises, and I tell you so, and you just smile, and tell me how you're gonna wear them proud just so for a couple of days, because they'll remind you of me. And fuck, if that doesn't fill my chest with pride, I will remember this moment, and I will make sure that you will too. Because I feel your walls start to clench down upon my cock, very hard, as I leave, very soft, as I enter again. My movements have become jerky. You're close, and I am right there on the edge with you. We can see the cliff together. I want nothing more than to come inside you, fill you with my cum. I need to feel you lose control, make you understand what you do to me. And I fuck you harder like a man on a mission, make you feel as good as you're making me. I bend your knees closer to your chest, taking you deeper as I wrap your legs tighter around me, pulling you flush against my sweating body as I feel the heel of your feet digging down hard upon my back, drawing me closer. So there's barely enough room to move, and yet I fuck you harder, your hips meeting my every fucking thrust. And I grind my pelvis on your clit, and you thank me by biting down on my fucking shoulders, and you whisper in my ear, begging me to come with you, how much you need me to come inside you. Fuck. I am done for. I crush my mouth to yours. Swallowing your moans of pleasure. And I fuck you hard, driving your head against the headboard. And you tell me not to stop. So I cradle your head in my hands, because I need your pleasure. And the next thing I know, we're losing control, falling and flying at the same time. I'm coming hard and fast inside of you, our screams muffled between our lips, clenching. Again and again, locked inside. Oh, fuck. And we stay locked together for a while, just being. Your legs and arms wrap tight around my body. Both of our bodies slick with sweat and intention. And I start to move my hips again, fucking you slowly, savoring the last waves of our orgasm and the gentle pulsing of your walls around my cock, deep inside. And you're so sensitive that even the gentlest of my thrusts makes you gasp when I hit just the right spot. And then I hold your gaze and your lips curve slowly into a warm smile. Once again, you leave me a heaping mess of shaking limbs and sweat-covered skin, wearing nothing but a satisfied smile. Now you have an idea of what you do to me. Growl.